Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 61. Two strategies to overcome overindulgence by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey, hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you for free. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, and lots more. It's just like Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Finance Daily, but here we're focused on health and wellness instead. And as usual, I like to start off the show with an inspiring quote. Today's quote comes from Buddha. He says, "What we think, we become." So let's keep that thought in mind as we hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Two strategies to overcome overindulgence by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Listen, we've all been there. We've all overindulged and lived to regret it. One too many glasses of wine and you feel like absolute garbage the next day. A sliver of chocolate cake turned into 3 slices, and you're really feeling the guilt and remorse. Tacos at 2 a.m.? Sure, why not? Sounds legit. Bloody Marys the next morning, just to imbibe a little hair of the dog? Obviously. In the past, I would treat social gatherings as an excuse to have an all-out binge sesh, waking up the next day bloated, ashamed, and with a killer food hangover. I'd then spend the next few days restricting my diet and punishing myself with exercise just to get the bloating down. I feel you. And I also know how frustrating it can be to feel like you aren't in control of your cravings or how much you indulge. I know what it feels like to finally get on track with your nutrition and then feel like a failure when it all goes to pieces in the blink of an eye. I work with clients regularly who are looking for moderation and balance, who want to put an end to the yo-yo cycle of binge, berate, restrict, repeat. But we still want to have our favorite things, don't we? We want to sip and taste and never feel deprived. Because honestly, deprivation is the pits. It almost always leads to backsliding and rebounding because willpower is finite and we can only restrict ourselves for so long. We want to indulge without the requisite guilt that comes along with it because if food is meant to be pleasurable, why should we feel so badly about it? I want you to eat whatever you want and never again feel shameful. Firstly, because shame over food, or really anything for that matter, is a wholly unproductive emotion, but also because there is a better way. We can learn how to eat for our palate and our physique, living a life of nutritional freedom and never again uttering the phrase, "I can't eat that." We can put an end to dieting forever by realizing that it isn't a trendy diet or brand new nutrition plan that's going to completely transform us. It's our mindset. Mindset can seem like a nebulous or intangible term, but it's pretty simple, actually. Your mindset is essentially your perspective, the way you view your environment, and how you choose to perceive your world. It's your mindset that guides you, how you think about food and fitness, and your mindset that ultimately determines lasting success. To help cultivate a positive mindset, especially as it pertains to food and indulgence, I have a handful of very effective strategies that I use with both myself and my clients in order to eventually develop sustainable habits for a fit, healthy life. Today, I want to share two of the most powerful ones with you. These two simple strategies, when practiced regularly, will help you put a stop to overindulging and food anxiety once and for all. Eat foods that make you feel good during and after. This includes indulgences. Healthy food that nourishes your body can and should be palatable, and food that doesn't nourish your body can still be neutral, meaning that it won't send you into a gut-inflamed, joint-aching frenzy. Remember, the motto is eat, lift, and be happy. That last part is the most important, but it's also greatly influenced by the first two. Either way, you want to be able to eat and never feel guilt or shame associated with your choices. In order to accomplish this, I suggest asking yourself a series of questions before consuming or imbibing. 1. Does this food support my intentions for my body? If so, go for it. 2. If not, will I feel guilty about it later? If not, go for it. And 3. Will this food that doesn't support my intentions add to my experience in some significant way? If not, don't eat it. You get the idea. The point is to check in with yourself and hit the pause button before you go too far down the binge eating rabbit hole. Using this strategy will allow you to indulge intelligently and make mindful decisions, as opposed to mindlessly consuming whatever is in front of you. Use the first bite rule. The first sip of Sauvignon Blanc on a sunny summer patio that makes you go, ah. That first bite of a warm brownie sundae that makes you go, mmm. It's such a pleasurable experience. It's food, and it's love, and it's heaven. Food is meant to be enjoyed, but shouldn't we enjoy every bite as much as the first? In order to do this, you have to stop and check in with yourself after every bite, or sip in my case. Is it still amazing? Am I still really tasting this, or just eating because it's there? This requires mindfulness, which is the ultimate goal when it comes to nutritional freedom. By stopping to make sure you're still enjoying the experience, you'll ensure that you never eat more than you truly want, and you'll slowly start to realize that you don't have to clean your plate, drink the entire bottle, or scarf down the whole slice of pie. It's the most natural and effective way that I've found to avoid overeating and post-consumption remorse. None of this is rocket science, but it does require constant practice and awareness. To learn more about mindset as it pertains to nutrition, make sure you check out a video I posted on my website that I filmed with my good friend Jill Coleman. We talk about our own personal journeys and how we shifted from a stressful dieting mindset to one of moderation and self-love. We discuss some of our strategies and our most effective tools for relaxing around food. Ultimately, we want to help you live an empowered, vibrant life in which overindulgence, binging, and berating yourself about your choices are all a thing of the past. You just listened to the post titled, Two Strategies to Overcome Overindulgence by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've shared this with you all in the past before. I'm not perfect when it comes to exercise, nutrition, stress management, but it's something that I work towards. It's a constant battle, just like everybody else. One of the lines from this post really hit home with me. When Neghar mentioned, I know what it feels like to finally get on track with your nutrition and then feel like a failure when it all goes to pieces in the blink of an eye. No joke, this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. In between Halloween and New Year's Day, I gained 8 pounds. How did that happen? Because candy was around, pies, lots of food, you name it. If it was around, I ate it. And again, we're talking about somebody who really pays attention to their lifestyle, and I succumbed anyways. I felt horribly come New Year's Day. It took me a while to build up the motivation to get back on track. Eventually, I did, and I haven't let that happen again because I learned from it. So all we can ask ourselves to do is, if this does happen to you, what can we do better next time? Shake it off and promise yourself that I'm going to do better. One baby step at a time. Now, in just 5 days, we're going to be raffling off a really popular book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss to a random person that sends out a special tweet to us this Friday. So if you want to be a part of that, the instructions will be sent to you on Friday morning if you're part of our mailing list, which you can join at oldpodcast.com. Or for a faster way to join, text the word Batman to the number 44222. Oh darn, I realize I'm not wearing my Batman shirt today. I'll remember to do that. Now, besides being entered in that drawing and other drawings every month, you'll also get some spreadsheets from us to help you optimize your life. Remember, I mentioned I track my exercise just so I know which activities did I do and how often have I been doing them. Even my wife has found these really, really helpful. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast with somebody. Tomorrow, we're going to be hearing a post from Nerd Fitness. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.